Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM.
Introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Conor Shanahan, Red Bull athlete and professional drift driver.
Professional drift driver Conor Shanahan, thank you so much for chatting to us today. Can you explain, Conor, for people who aren't familiar with your sport, just what is drifting?
I suppose drifting, and to explain it quickly, is a sport what is something quite unique, very different to any other sport. It's a sport what takes, I think, a lot of skill, you could say, as a driver in a car going sideways at really high speeds. A course laid out by three different judges. Have to get all the clipping points on the course, and that's just the qualifying side of it. Then you go into a bracket, which is battle. So the lead car has to do the best lead run through the clipping points and the course. And the chase car's goal is to get up as close as he can to the lead car, stay as close as he can for the whole run without making contact, and match his angle and line through the whole run. Quite complicated, but if you're interested, then make sure to go check it out.
Thank you. I'm more confused than I was at the start. I suppose for people, I mean, it requires exceptional levels of driving skill, and it's for people who may have seen on TV when cars are basically look like they're driving sideways because they're driving at such an angle that you're forced to drive the car at all kinds of strange angles on a loose surface. Like, is it gravel you're driving on, or mud, or what kind of surface is it?
No, we actually drive on tarmac, so same surface, let's say, as a normal road.
Oh, okay. I wasn't aware of that. I thought it was a looser surface. What age were you when you first got behind the wheel of a car?
I started to learn how to drive when I was about five.
Five?
And then I've been racing competitive, probably motorsport, since I've been seven, like karting, oval racing, all the ways up till now.
Wow. And you obviously come from a family of drivers, do you?
Yeah, so my brother is also a professional driver in the European Championship, and he also drives for a team in Russia. So he kind of went pro when I was just kind of starting, so I kind of followed in his footsteps. But yeah, my mom and dad raced as well, so it's bred into me every way. I kind of had no other options, to be honest. But so yeah, I'm lucky that I have the support of my family, that, you know, they were really supportive when I was kind of making the move to go pro and everything else. When I was racing as a kid, they supported me massively.
Yeah, Cormac Melia on Facebook asked, what was it like as a young fella in drift competitions competing against lads like James Dean, who was Formula Drift champion? So there would have been a big age gap there, was there?
Yeah, so I was probably the youngest. Like, I'm the youngest driver to win Irish, British and European championship events. So I was quite young when I started, but to be honest, if anything, the age thing helped me kind of want to grow, I think, my following, because I kind of got very competitive at a young age, which helped me personally as an athlete. And then I think at a lower level, when I was coming, you know, over to England and stuff and driving there, the age, like, was a massive factor. I would be going up to people, you know, twice, triple my age. And I think I could have them beat before I leave the starting line, because a lot of it was in their heads. So yeah, if anything, it helped me, and it was great to, you know, be competitive at such a young age. Mm.
You appeared on the Grand Tour on telly on Amazon with Jeremy Clarkson and co. Gary and Leekslip asked, what was it like being on the show?
Yeah, very cool experience. That was probably the biggest media project, even still one of the biggest media projects I'd done. But at the time, it was a pretty big deal. I think I was like 13. So yeah, it was a really cool opportunity to get on the Grand Tour. And yeah, the guys are great. It was a really cool experience for me. And yeah, I was surprised, you know, that everybody there involved in, you know, such a big thing, you know, coming from the Top Gear. I thought it would be a little bit different, but to be honest, everybody was just, you know, same as going to do a media project in Ireland. Everybody was A1, and that's what made it most enjoyable for me.
Thomas on Instagram asks, how bad was Tokyo Drift compared to the real thing, and how hard is it to drift?
Tokyo Drift makes it definitely look easy. Sliding a car can be very difficult, you know, not so much just to slide a car. If you learn how to drift, you know, most people can do it. You know, you get your way around it, you can slide a car on a track. But driving at European level, where myself and, let's say, my brother drive, it's, you're driving as if you're a professional race team. You're spending lots of money to be there. You're after developing the best cars possible in the off season. it's very high-end level stuff. You're trying to make your cars as fast as possible while going sideways, so it doesn't even make sense what you're trying to do, but you kind of have to make sense of it. So at high level in stuff, when there's 50 of the best drivers in the world there, yeah, that's when it gets very, very tough.
Mm. I mean, sliding constantly on tarmac, does it just eat through tires?
Yeah, we probably get, for a set of tires, probably 2 laps, which is crazy. So we maybe go through, we could easily, for one event, we could go through maybe 60 tires per driver.
Did you never have back pedal brakes on your bike as a kid? You know, when you'd slam on them and then you'd be like, don't do that, you'll wreck the tires. You didn't learn anything.
Yeah, you'll wreck the tire. Yeah. I even remember that.
Megan on Instagram asks, what's your dream car?
Dream road car. I like a BMW M4. That's probably what I would like to drive on the road when I get going, I suppose.
Mm. And what are you driving and what will you be driving in the Full Drift Masters European Championship?
Right now, so we're just finished the first and second round of the championship last week or 2 weeks ago. We built a brand new car for that. So I'm now driving a Toyota GT86, which was built here at home by my brother.
Wow, your brother built the car himself?
Yeah, my brother builds the cars and he also drives as well, so that's a massive help. He's starting to now build them for other people and stuff as well, so it's cool to get into that sort of things. But I'm very lucky. No, my car doesn't leave our workshop at home. My dad and my brother and good friends and family, they can do everything, so it makes my life a lot easier.
Is it a dangerous sport? I mean, maybe that's a silly question. Like, obviously, you're traveling at high speeds in a car and, you know, in close proximity to another one. But are you likely to have a collision or spin off? Or what are the main dangers for you when you get behind the wheel?
It probably is likely, yeah, to have a crash every now and again. But to be honest, it'd be very rarely that somebody would get hurt. Like, drifting is a very safe sport. Even over the past, and especially now it's advanced so much with, you know, scrutiny, and you have to have everything right, fireproof suits, everything has to be perfect, hands to voice. So you would want to be very unlucky to have a really bad crash and get hurt, because everything in the car is built to perfection. Everything is done through a logbook, so your car can't be wrong, and your suits, everything have to be in date. So the chances of you getting hurt are very, very slim with the support of having everything properly on.
Do you ever feel guilty if you do smash up the car and you think, oh man, my brother's going to kill me, he'll be working on this for weeks?
Yeah, sometimes, especially if we're at an event and we're running 2 cars, it's a lot of pressure if you have a crash to add to my team and they're trying to fix it before I go for qualifying or I go out for a battle or something. So yeah, you always feel bad when you crash, but you know, that's the joys of getting better. When you're pushing yourself and you're pushing everything around you, you're going to make mistakes at some stage.
Mm. Luke in Finglas wants to know, do you ever play driving games? And if so, what's your favourite?
Normal driving games like Xbox and PlayStation stuff, no. But I do come from a simulator background, so I actually learned how to drive playing simulator stuff from Digital Motorsport in Dublin. They have hooked me up with a simulator, so I spend a lot of time playing virtual stuff with a headset and everything on, and that helps massively. So if I was to give any advice, you know, for somebody who wants to get into drifting and is seriously interested about it, I definitely would look into getting a simulator. It's what has helped me to get to where I am 100%.
Do you get lads like rocking up to you with a Subaru and sort of talking to you like they're on the same level because they went mental and did a few donuts at the local junction?
Yeah, that's a big problem, but Ireland and our sport, I think there's a lot of people out there who like to, I suppose you could say, ruin it for us. But yeah, look, that's the joys of what any, you know, the car culture in Ireland is probably one of the biggest in the world, especially when it comes to that line of stuff. But yeah, I try not to take much notice of it. I just do my thing, and I keep the messing on the road. If they want to do it, it's not my problem.
What part of the sport do you think you're best at?
Part of the sport. It's a very overall sport, I think, but if I probably was to pick one, probably a chase driver when it comes to battles. I think I've had an advantage there since I've been young. So yeah, that probably helps me the most, is being able to chase close.
Mm. Finally, Niall Kilmainham wants to know, how are you driving normally, like going to the shops? I imagine you're kind of sliding up to the front of the Eurospar and crashing through the front window.
No, funny enough, actually, I'm still in the passenger seat of my mom's Jeep because I don't have my road license yet. So I haven't got that far.
What age are you right now?
I just turned 18.
Okay.
June, so I'm
just, that's incredible. Still, so you're a professional driver who can't drive to the shops.
Yeah, no, don't have my road license yet. So I'm still, I'm waiting for my theory test. So if anybody has any fast ones of way of getting it, please let me know.
Yeah. Do you kind of leave it off the insurance form that you're a professional drift master?
Yeah, probably better off, to be honest. They might not look at that in the best way. They could look at it in two ways. It could be great or it could be bad. But yeah, for now, we leave it off.
Yeah. Where did you grow up, Connor?
I'm currently and always live in Killavullen in Mallow and County Cork. So that's where I've been born and bred, you could say.
And when can we see you on Red Bull TV in your next round of the championship?
I'll be back driving in Riga Lafia next weekend for a doubleheader again, round 3 and round 4 of the European Championship. And yeah, you'll be able to catch that on Red Bull TV.
Okay. Best of luck, Connor. Real delight to talk to you. Thanks for explaining your sport and thanks for representing Ireland so well. And best of luck at the championships.
Thank you very much. Thanks so much, Dermot. Thanks for your time.
Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.